Hey everyone, this is Vicki Sullivan. Let's step back from our annoyance about these fees and think about this request at 30,000 feet. Hotels are killing these folks with F&B costs. If the typical association gets 7 submissions for every speaking slot, I can see how those folks could ask for registration fees and not really care if someone says no. Talk about supply and demand in action. But here's the secret. Speakers that they really want can ask for the fee to be waived and will get approved. Popular presenters that attract attendees will get a pass. But for our discussion today, let's assume the organizers won't budge. You get invited to speak to a group who can and are willing to hire you. Should you pay for registration or turn the invite down? I recommend paying the fee under 2 conditions. First, if speaking to this group is part of an ongoing campaign. Now, generally speaking, one-off presentations are not worth the additional investment. But if this event is a cog in a bigger marketing effort, it might be worth it. Second, if there's vendors there who could be possible partners, seeing you in action can open doors to bigger opportunities. So a question to ask the organizers, can you be proactive about promoting your appearance? For example, can you get a vendor list and invite them to your presentation? If any of these are a no, I would think twice. After all your effort to get speaking engagements that promote, turning down those opportunities can get emotional. That's why benchmarks like these are important. They can take the subjectivity out of the choice. And if you don't like what I came up with, that's okay too. My point here is to have at least 2 or 3 conditions ready so that you can make these choices quickly and with confidence. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.